If I had lived when everyone still thought the world was flat, I bet they'd think it's 'cause I squished it just because I'm fat.
Hey, am I supposed to squish the world? You guys are bad.
Welcome to episode 5.
He's a world eater.
It's present tense.
I'm a world squisher.
Squish the fish.
So that was welcome.
Welcome to the fifth.
The fifth. We have a guest with us today.
A very special guest.
Very special.
Mentally.
How's it going, guys?
Mentally special. I guess that's the politically correct way to say it now.
Special friend.
That he's special.
Special friend.
Our friend Nick.
Special
here.
Nick.
That's me.
Special Fred. You guys ever hear that song?
Yeah.
Nope.
Let's just leave it at that.
I have a question before we actually get started. What is a podcast?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm joking. I'd like to see where Mario's at on that now that we've had 4 under our belt.
You know, dear Nick, by the 5th episode, you should know what a podcast is.
No, the question is, do you, Mario?
I was following up. It's a follow-up question.
Myself, I'm pretending to know.
Pretending.
Pretending.
So you're
he still doesn't understand after 5 episodes.
My friends tell me
this. You know,
this.
Nick, I learned one thing in life. If you don't know something, you say it. I think Maria. I was going to say Maria from
You know one thing? Mario, now you know one thing?
Do you know one thing?
I know one thing. One thing I learned in life. It's the only thing I learned in life.
How many things have you learned?
One.
All right.
One thing I learned in life was that even if you don't know something, but you say it, like you know what you're doing, it's good. So like when I used to tell people, oh, you know what a podcast is? Oh, sure, I know what a podcast is. Just sounds convinced. And then when they try to tell you, to explain and be like, well, you know, you should do your researches.
From now on, I'm just going to assume Mario's bluffing about everything.
Yeah. Is that what you do at work too?
They're like, a lot of times.
How's the political climate in Nicaragua right now? Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's great.
Have you heard about Syria? Yeah, it's going great over there. It's great.
And I know where Nicaragua is.
I do. Arnaldo told me where Nicaragua is.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Can I tell you guys something? Speaking of Arnaldo and Mario's names. So I don't know if we kept it or... Well, we did, I think, where we talked about how Mario is often called... For whatever reason, Carlos seems to be a popular pick.
Yeah.
When people talk to Mario.
They both have letters.
We had a friend.
that was the high-tech microphones.
Oh, McDonald, that fine.
So like, this is the barn door swinging open.
So like 2 weeks ago, we had a friend of ours over the house who's named Carlos. My mom came and walks in the room and calls him Mario.
Sorry. Wait, they called Carlos Mario?
She called Carlos Mario.
What?
She's like, oh, do you want something to drink, Mario?
See?
Yeah. There's something about those two names.
Basically the same name.
Interchangeable.
Does she listen to our podcast?
My mom?
No, of course not.
No.
No one does.
Does she know Carlos and Mario are related?
Nope.
By the way, it's true. I do that at work.
Come on,
if people ask me...
You make things up?
No, I don't make things up. But if people ask me for things, I sound like I know what I'm talking about. And they're convinced, even though I have no clue. Like, people told me...
The art of lying.
How about the raining
season? Lie with enough confidence, you can say whatever you want. People.
No, like, how about the raining season in Patagonia? I'm like, oh... It rains like 1 hour. It's so quick. And basically, even if it's a rainy season...
I believe you.
Right. It's like, you know, even if you go during the rainy season, it may rain for just like an hour. So you bring something that, you know, weatherproof, like a poncho, things like that. And then they will not be ruined because, you know, that's the beauty of the Amazon rainforest. That because of the rain, everything is more green. So people are like, oh, nice, nice.
There's like 70 people in the rainforest of Peru right now cursing Mario. Blast you, Mario!
Not true.
It's been raining for 3 days straight.
Everybody loves that tour.
I'm using Mario's trick right now to pretend that I remember if Patagonia is a real place anymore.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I only know because Bear Grylls went there.
I thought it was a...
Are those jackets too?
Yeah, isn't it a boot? It's a clothing brand?
I think I have a...
I have
a vest.
Oh. They have a good wine too.
Oh, it's good
Patagonia wife is wife. Wine is pretty good.
Patagonia has good wives.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
Freudian slip.
I'm too close with Mike's. With Mike. And Mike
Mario
you know.
Wants a Patagonian wife.
Wait, you're blaming Mike?
Anyone out there okay. listens and knows.
Wait. Mike, what did you know about Patagonia?
Bear Grylls, I said.
I thought you said something about girls. He eats everything.
He does.
Bear
Grylls. A lot of things.
A bogey.
Why are you looking at me and laughing, bro?
What are we talking about?
You Bear Grylls. Man vs. Wild? You never saw that?
No.
You've never seen Man vs. Wild?
No.
Oh,
my God.
I only watched Survivor Man's Colombian
Drug Lord Hippos. He's legit, man.
Bear Grylls is the manliest man in the face of the earth, I'm pretty sure.
He's pretty manly.
His name.
It's his name, Bear Grylls.
I'll give him that.
You're kidding.
That's his real name.
He's the guy that stuffed inside him with the seal.
He was like British Special Forces and stuff, and he just goes places and survives and eats live things. And
he found like a dead seal
and ate it.
And he basically, no, he go like skinned the seal, whatever.
Yeah.
And he basically put a seal skin on.
He like Han Solo. Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back with the Tauntaun when he walked around with Tauntaun overalls.
I was just saying that if I found a seal, I'm not going to find one on my size, so I'm going to be dead. I have to put one seal in my leg, one seal in the other leg, mammal. One seal on my arm.
Walrus, a manatee. Mario, you're so mean. Why would you say that?
He just nodded in approval. Yes,
yeah,
walrus.
I am, I mean,
a manatee. Yes.
These are all acceptable animals. Yeah.
Amenities?
Yeah. Stature.
Huh? Amenities. Many amenities.
I know.
Do you ever make that mistake when you're on the phone with at your job? The travel agency or somebody says, do they have amenities? You're calling me a manatee?
Can I just tell you that?
Meet me closer?
No, because you kept looking at Mario and your microphone was on.
It's hard not to look at him.
Right. Yeah, which is fine. I was just saying, turn your mic a little bit.
Imagine how hard it would have been if he was wearing his purple shirt.
Yeah. I know. What's wrong with you and my purple shirt?
I like it.
You know that purple is my color.
I didn't know.
Like an eggplant. Is it eggplant purple? Or
I felt like an eggplant. No. That's why I used
you had to go there. The you're Italian like an eggplant.
There is like purple flowers, which is beautiful. You just compared me to an eggplant.
I'm asking if eggplant is a
Nick,
nice shade
that
of purple.
Sort of thing around here.
No, I will not. You shouldn't stand for that type of talk.
We would never.
You just offended me.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Barney's also a nice shade of purple.
Grimace.
So is Grimace.
Yep.
Nice.
Hamburgers.
So far, each person has had a different purple representation for Mario.
Yeah.
Barney, Grimace, and an eggplant.
That works.
And eggplant.
That works. We should make
some
hybrid.
I'm just looking at you
with hate. Hybrid Mario cartoon character.
You should put that something online that says, what
and I wonder
object
why.
Or being do you think Mario...
No,
warp best embodies.
You can say warp purple object to represent Mario the
Hold
best.
Credit.
Right, exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
So I also have another question as I drive this podcast now.
My God, Nick, so many questions. Are you really like interrogating us?
Do it.
Well, I had questions because I had no idea what to expect from this, and I was told to ask. How does Mario's mood play into this? Like, is Mario? I would personally think a crankier Mario would be
the Mario factor.
Mario factor.
Mm-hmm. Mario mood factor.
It would make for better Mario listening.
Well,
I'm out of this conversation because now you're just talking about me.
Right. Okay,
You shouldn't take part in this at all.
Brett and I have had lengthy discussions on the exact amount of Mario annoyance that is required for optimum Mario performance.
Are you calling me annoying?
we read the Mario user manual.
Yeah.
For optimum performance,
it said
tune to annoyance level 3.
Yeah,
but no higher than 4.
Right.
And
Mike, you know that I don't get a high. I don't never go to high level of annoyance.
It said you need to get him worked up,
right?
But
not legitimately angry.
Right. There's a tipping point where if you push him too far, he just shuts down.
Yeah.
I agree. If somebody comes to me and I'm quiet, means that I'm angry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, I reached my limit. So instead of getting offensive, mad, mean with people, I just shut up.
This kind of brings me to a good subject because, you know, we all love you, Mario. Everybody loves you.
This is an intervention, actually.
Yep. We do. We love you.
I know, I'm scared.
But, you know, sometimes as at the other side of this, it doesn't seem like, it seems like we're all some sort of on thin ice with you sometimes, you know.
So what?
Just takes one little thing and,
on thin
and
ice.
You just have to rethink.
How can a fat person walk on thin ice anyways?
And you know,
you're on thick ice.
This became really clear to me in last week's...
You're on thick ice with me, Brent.
This became really clear to me in last, not last week's, last podcast. Because I was listening to it and I realized how many times you threatened to disown us as friends.
That's true.
And
I always say that I revaluate friendship.
In fact, I might have just made a reel of all the times Mario threatens to disown us. So,
Are you serious? Is that another clip?
Let me play it for you.
Oh my God. See, I can be friends with him. If you don't like me because I don't like dubstep, you should revaluate our friendship anyways. I revaluated all our friendships.
I'm not chic.
Just keep in mind, if you say yes, I'm going to revaluate everybody's friendship. I need to change friends. People, I need to change friends.
Yay!
It's true, I need to change friends sometimes.
That was a 4-minute clip from last episode. Oh my God.
Yes, it's true. You know, I mean,
sometimes I need a reassurance.
I
don't want to be your friends.
I never. like change friends.
How'd you guys like the music in that?
Oh, what, it was
that
awesome.
Was very fitting.
That was great.
It was very fat farmer.
Fat farm.
Yeah, I totally picture myself like walking to the pigs and throw down my apples so they can eat.
Just reevaluating this farm.
Fat farmer walking to the pigs. Apples to the pigs.
Apples.
So talking about friendship, yes, I can reevaluate people's friendship.
You do often.
Yeah, but well, then actually, I change my mind. Wait, you need a contract.
Mario.
I need to say this. Yeah. This got cut last time.
Oh, here you go.
Click.
And it's gonna get cut this time too. Yeah.
If you cut that mic, I'm reevaluating our friendship.
I'm reevaluating.
I just said that. I change opinion of people,
yes.
But then I'm always willing to. No, wait, wait. I got this wrong.
Start again.
That's for sure.
Like that, most of the times, I start that I don't like somebody.
Yeah.
But then
That's the default.
Right. That's my default.
Yeah.
Especially if you're Italian, most of the times you start that you're stupid. But like, I always change opinion of people that I get to know. You know what I mean? And I like. That's like a positive of me, and I'm proud of myself.
Oh, you should be.
Your modesty is amazing.
Yeah, I know. I really do reevaluate people. Like,
definitely
if I'm
your
happy
best quality.
With them, I'm gonna be close friend. You guys heard the news, right? That
no,
the French, my lovely French,
not all of it,
have put a tax on Nutella.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How dare they?
How dare they indeed?
I know. I mean,
it's pretty discriminatory.
You're really living a like. Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, I think I lost friends last time because I talked. I said that I don't like dubstep. Mm-hmm. Too bad for you if you don't like me. Sorry.
Reevaluate.
You have to choose either me or dubstep. But French is one of the regions that I still have to grow my love for them.
Mm.
I'm still working on it. My mom always says that one of these days they're gonna put me in a prison with a French person.
You know what they say, Mario? You can't hurry love.
So I worked for French people for like 6 years of my life, and I guess that didn't help.
Wait, were any of them really French?
Huh?
I mean, just because you work for Air
no,
France?
No. The all the big people are all French.
Okay.
You're trying to say French people are all fat?
The big people.
Yeah, the big.
Like the big bosses?
The big boss. Because you talk like that.
The bosses.
So, I don't know. I just, now they even dare, whatever. So one thing you guys got to learn is that when you grow up at school in Italy, the teacher tells you that, oh my God, and then the stupid French came and did this to our country.
Indoctrinating their youth. Italian history.
Anti-French right. Propaganda.
Stupid
so
French.
So basically,
where
like, your teacher.
Come from?
Right. Your teacher basically raises, is that a thing? Raises you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Racists you.
With, right.
Yeah. Continue.
Raises you with that. Not a hate, but you basically do not like French people because they ruined our country.
A healthy disdain.
An abhorrence for French
right.
people.
Like, you know, they always think they have the best food. They think they have the best wine. They think they have everything. They don't have anything. We have the best of everything. That's the end of the thing. It's really easy
okay.
thing. So how dare they thinking that...
I'm glad you're working on this, Mario. You're working on your love for the French.
I'm working on
by
it.
By reiterating your hatred.
I'm just saying that, you know... How dare you putting a tax on Nutella? Everybody loves Nutella. Your world loves Nutella.
No, they're clearly trying
everywhere
to keep
Italians
out of
it. You can have diabetes. You will die. I don't care. We'll never give up on Nutella, even though you have diabetes. And they come and be like, oh,
if Mario was in the Titanic, he would have been holding a jar of Nutella.
Of course.
So would this be like...
Never let go, Nutella.
Never.
Never let go.
Would this be like if there was this, like... You know,
he would have put the Nutella on the raft.
I would have thrown a rose, right?
Let himself drown.
If he like, put a stick in it and be like a giant, like, fudgesicle.
No, he would have saved the
this
Nutella.
This would be like if
drowned.
The next time we showed up here, there was a sign on Mike's door that said, no purple shirts allowed.
So what I was trying to say is that... Everybody, the whole world loves Nutella, and then the French people come, and you're like, oh, we have to put our tax on Nutella because it's too fat for people. I'm like, really? Wow. How dare you?
Nick, I saw you pull out a piece of paper.
I actually have a quiz for Mario.
Oh, my God.
I made a quiz.
I thought, you know, I can reevaluate our friendship at the end of this.
Just so everybody knows, as a disclaimer, this is entirely of Nick's invention.
I know.
Brett and I have not heard this.
This is going to be really, really funny or really terrible.
This is for Nick to evaluate his friendship with you.
It could be terribly funny.
Depending on your answers.
Or just terrible.
Wait, does that involve...
I'm scoring you on this.
Maybe, are you serious?
I'm going to score you on this test.
Does that involve my intelligence?
No, it involves your heritage or your heritage.
Okay.
So this is mainly about some of the best parts, I think, are when you go on about the motherland.
Okay.
So
Mario?
Yeah. So, it has a couple different sections.
Oh my.
Would you like to start with multiple choice, true or false, or just random questions?
I'll start with the multiple choice.
Multiple choice? It's okay. How many euros are tossed into the Trevi Fountain every day? A, 3,000, B, 4,000, or C, 1,000?
Oh my god, that's tough.
It'd be funnier if they weren't talking about the currency.
just annoying. How much euro trash is thrown into the Trevi?
How many Europeans are thrown into the Trevi?
How many drunken euros fall into the Trevi each night?
I think it's 4,000.
That is incorrect.
3,000.
3,000.
I knew it.
No, you didn't, because you didn't say it.
Well, but Mike, I was in the cheese.
All right. I'm going to minus you 5 points for that, just because.
Hey, you have to be fair.
I am being fair. It's fair in my mind. All right. Question two. Italy has won the World Cup how many times? A, 4 times. B, 2 times. C, 0 times, because Italy is awful.
Are we trying to disprove
Mario's
Italian?
Wait, number C is absolutely wrong.
Number C
is wrong.
Letter C is absolutely wrong.
So now it's a 50-50 chance,
they've
man.
They've won it C times.
And it's not a zero. So I'm for sure I know that we won in the 90s, Italia 90, and then we won in 2006, I think. So that's two.
Yep. You think?
But we win every day. Italians are heroes.
They're winning right now.
We're winning right now.
So what's your... You're going to go with...
Two.
Just two? You think they've won more than two?
Well, he's really
well there is no... The multiple choice was zero, right?
No, it was 4, 2, or 0.
Oh, there is a 4?
Mm. There's also a C in there, if you want to guess.
I think it's... Oh my God, Nick, I hate you.
I think the letter L.
4.
4, that is correct.
Yeah.
I'll give you five more points. We can add some sound effects in later.
No more lifelines.
Yeah. All right.
Do question, I win something?
Question three. You win my love.
You get to keep your dignity.
Okay.
You get to keep so far, your, I'm doing good.
You get to keep your passport.
I know, right?
Okay, so some this one's a good one.
Right now.
Italians consume how much pasta each year?
A lot.
A, 50 kilograms. B, 30 kilograms. C, why are you asking me this? Is because I'm fat.
C.
That is incorrect.
I'm sure it's like a lot of pasta.
What was one of the options?
50 or 30?
50. It's probably 30, because 50 is too much. But
That translates into 66 pounds.
You could remind me to tell you one thing about pasta later.
One thing.
One thing.
Only one thing. Though.
We can only know one thing at a time.
I'm going to score you 2 pieces of pizza for that
maybe
question.
Maybe you're French.
Hey, didn't you dare?
Oh, wait, talked about not pushing Mario past the tipping point.
That's right. He's going to shut down.
I'm going to shut down.
Okay, next one is, Italians drink how much wine per year? A, 100 liters, B, 20 liters, or C, 60 liters?
20 liters is like nothing. 100, it's a lot.
Like
we have to beat
so
the
far.
French, so probably it's 100. Probably 60, because 60 is like the average.
What is your final answer?
Too complicated.
Take the highest one, Mario.
No, it's Come too on. Much. We're not that drunk.
Remember, it's a year.
Remember,
a
all
month.
The little kids are drinking it too.
That's true.
Okay, let's go with 100, but I'm sure it's 60.
Use it as mouthwash.
It's 60. I'm gonna give you points because you thought it was 60.
Oh wow! And I even tried to mislead him.
You did.
Don't you guys use it as mouthwash?
Yeah,
we do.
No, they use root beer as mouthwash. Yeah.
That's Listerine. Yes.
According to Mario, root beer tastes just like Listerine.
Really?
That's true. Yeah.
Does not. That's, I want to use Italian Listerine if that's the case.
Mike has
be delicious.
Root beer every time he comes to my house.
Yeah, that's why his mouth is perfectly clean.
Why, thank you.
Because every time
he does have nice teeth.
Your mouth just shines a little bit.
Because every time he drinks root beer, he's just basically mouth washing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Which one of these states is closest in size to Italy? A, Colorado. B, Arizona. C, what means this closest in size?
Nick, I'm an immigrant. I don't even know how big Colorado or Arizona are. So I'm going to go for the C.
I'll accept that, but it's Arizona. Okay. On average, the Italian brain is how many times bigger than the American brain?
Oh my God, it's huge.
A,
is that an answer?
It's A, 0.6%. B, 2%. C, my American brain would not understand the answer.
Well, that's not my case.
Are you saying Mario is a fat head?
No, my head is perfect. It contains my perfect brain.
Which is how much bigger than our brains?
What were the first two options?
0.6%, B was 2%, and C was my American brain would not understand the answer.
That's not the answer. So
that is the answer, actually. It's wrong. So
you American.
All right. Do you want true or false, or do you want like questions?
I'm going to leave the questions for last.
Okay, so true or
actually,
false?
Actually, yeah, true or false. Go ahead.
Italy has the most hotel rooms of any European nation.
We're perfect, so it's a yes.
That's correct. Oh. Italians suffer more earthquakes than any other Europeans.
It's true.
That is also true.
Wow. I had a couple of those.
So you had a couple.
They're earth movers, those Italians.
They are.
You know, they're so fat because when they move, there's earthquakes every time.
You saw that from a mile away.
All right.
Now we have our next theme song.
Italy now has one of the lowest birth rates in the world.
It's true.
True or false? That is true. Wow. That's true.
Yeah,
to what do we attribute this, Mario?
Huh? Why?
Overweight, obesity.
No, just old people.
Sterility.
The young people just leave.
Are you saying that obese people cannot have kids?
Yes.
It's science.
It is science.
It's not science.
That was my wife, Brittany. She's here.
Brittany's here.
Brittany said, it's science.
It's science.
It's not science, Brittany.
Okay.
Weird science.
The last of the true or false ones is Italy. True or false, Italy has more famous fashion designers than any other country.
Of course it's true.
And as a bonus, name as many as you can.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This podcast is going to be long.
It's like me.
Keep in mind, I only have like 10. So
10? I don't even know 10.
Well,
oh my god.
That right. Taking points off for that right there.
Like, we'll do it like Cash Cab. If you can get that's 7 minus, of the 10, you win.
That's fine.
Okay, so we can
if
go
you get
with
3, you're Italian.
Prada. That's Valentino. On
there. Yep.
It's not there?
Yes, I said.
Oh. Prada, Valentino, Dolce Gabbana.
Yep.
Salvatore Ferragamo.
Yep.
Calvin Klein. 4.
It's not Italian.
Calvino Clino.
Fubu.
Sorry?
Fubu?
No, Fila.
Fubu, yes.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Fubu, really?
Yeah, it's a brand.
That's not Italian.
Fubu is actually
that's
a brand.
That's
El Cujo. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of Fila. Fila, yes.
Yeah. Rocaware.
Fat Farm.
Fubu. I'm like, yeah, yeah, sure.
Baby Fat.
You make me forget what I said.
Baby Gap.
Baby Gap.
Wet Seal.
Bring it back full circle.
Rocco Barocco. I don't know if it's there. What was there? Can you tell me a couple of those?
Do you want me to go through them? Yeah. It's Gucci.
Gucci, yeah, of course.
Prada.
Prada.
Versace.
Versace.
Versace. Dolce & Gabbana.
It's Gabbana.
Gabbana.
It's Gabagool. It's Gabagool.
Giorgio Armani.
Giorgio.
His name is actually Armani.
Oh. Giorgio Armano.
What about Ferragamo? Is he in there?
Oh,
Ferragamo's
no.
in there.
Wasn't Giorgio Arnaldo?
Arnaldo Valentino.
Arnaldo Valentino is true. How can I forget about Arnaldo?
We got
Ernesto Valdez. Ermina
Gildo Zegna. We got Gianfranco Ferrero.
Ferrero Rocher.
I was going to say, those are the best things.
Roberto Cavalli. Those are the,
see, look how famous we are, guys.
That's
how
so
famous and how important my
country
is. I have
some random facts that things that Italy claimed they invented, too. I don't know if it's true or not.
We invented everything.
Let's go into that.
They didn't even invent pasta.
We invented everything. The telephone.
The Italians invented...
We invented the telephone, is true. We invented the radio.
Bello.
That's why... Okay, I was going to bring that up because it said they invented the telephone and like glasses. Didn't like Newton do the glasses?
No.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, right?
He was Italian.
Benjamino Franklino.
It says they're responsible for the thermometer.
Of
the
course.
Piano,
which
the
one?
Vespa scooter, the opera was created by Italy, so thanks for that. Do you know that the word Italy, or Italy got its name from the Greek word italos, meaning calf land? It means calf.
What's a calf?
Like a baby cow.
Oh, yeah. I love cows.
All right. I have a couple questions, too. These probably aren't funny, but we'll go.
We'll see. Otherwise, we can cut
those.
We're
still on page one.
Oh, by the way, you don't have your sexy voice today. Oh, come.
Oh.
He left that at home.
Oh, wait.
Have we paused for editing?
No, this is perfect. There's no editing needed here. Speaking of my sexy voice, this is how distorted Mario's understanding of my voice is. Every single time Mario calls me on the phone, without fail.
We talked about this already.
It could be like 2:30 in the afternoon, and I'm working, and he calls me, and I'm like, hey, Mario, how's it going? Good to hear from you. And he'll be like, Mike, were you sleeping? Every single time. I'm like, no, I'm not sleeping. Why?
He just assumes
like,
you're sleeping.
Are you depressed? Every time he calls me, he asks if I'm either sleeping or depressed.
It's his motherly intuition.
Apparently I sound like that on the phone.
I was being a good friend.
Yeah.
If you were sleeping, I'd be like, you know what? I'll let you go back to bed. And I would have hung up. And if you were depressed, I would have kept on talking. But
every time you ask me. And you don't believe me when I say I wasn't sleeping.
What? Because you make that voice every time you answer.
Well, it's just proof. I don't make a voice. It's just my voice.
So one thing I know about Mario is he always hates
Mario's
you.
Oh, Mario's calling. I should
and one thing I know about Mario is he always assumes you're sleeping.
Let me crank up the sexy.
It's an app on your iPhone. Yeah. It's a sexy voice.
Did the Italians I'm just gonna that too?
I'm just going to bleep that out so people don't know what you said.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm already thinking of ahead to that.
Do you want the questions? They're not funny.
Just do them.
Just
do
it. They're only funny if Mario tries to answer them.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I answer everything so far?
Italy has three active volcanoes. What are they?
I've been to three of those.
So what? Now,
I've been to three of the three.
No, actually, I've been to three of them. Or whatever. I've been to three. So I've been to Stromboli.
Yep.
Stromboli. It's pronounced Stromboli.
Stromboli. You guys turned it into a pizza. I don't know how. But it's just a simple volcano. Then we have the best in the world, which is the Vesuvio.
Yep.
And then the Etna, which is in Sicily.
But hold on, hold on. Speaking of going there, Mario. So are you not going to go to Italy with Mike?
I don't think so.
No, is it the reason that I thought, which is that... last time we talked about snobby Mario, and we figured the reason he couldn't go is because there
are these... I'm not going to Italy. I'm going to Germany, apparently.
Can I talk about... Yeah, exactly. Can I talk about that? Okay. Mario can't go see these German girls in Italy because they're too tall, and it's hard to look down your nose at tall people.
That was mean. Not only I'm fat, now I'm even decided, short.
We were talking about this. We figured Mario would have to lean so far back that he would end up in the hospital from trying to look down at tall German Italian girls.
People would be like, "Are you trying to limbo? There's no limbo stick."
Yeah,
he'd
Mario.
Like, he'd be like, "Shut up!
You always stand that way."
Yeah, shut up! You're beneath me.
Some of my friends are surrounded by giraffes.
What is Italy's national flower?
We have a flower.
It's a national flower. It's
probably, we have a national flower.
America's the flower lobster. Is the rose.
It's probably purple.
Probably.
What is it?
It's I don't know. I don't even know we had a flower. Wait. Let me think.
It's the lily.
Oh my god, the lily's the purple.
So I stopped taking score halfway through, but I'm going to give you 39 pieces of pizza as your final grade.
I don't understand why I have to get paid in food.
It's
everybody gets paid in money. I get paid in food.
It's just a symbolic value. It's not actual pizza. I don't actually have pizza for you.
Wait, what if I wanted to
that buy is a passing grade and you are aww. Still my friend.
You just lost that chance.
39 out of how many?
Now I'm going to buy a pie, just smash it in your
10?
Face.
10? I don't know. Thank you. I'm making up as I go.
Three out of three.
You passed.
Yay.
There was no doubt.
I don't think so.
I want to say thank you to Nick for taking time to put a lot of thought into this, quiz.
That was like 3 minutes of Googling.
I know, that's actually pretty nice. I like
3 minutes of Googling, one
you know,
joke.
Nick, I want to thank you because in these 2 minutes, you made the whole world understanding.
Now they know more about you, and I hope they can understand.
Not only
you.
About me, they know everything about Italy. Like, about we are the most important stuff in the world. We have the best thing in the world.
Now they know how much Mario doesn't know about Italy.
I know a lot of things about Italy.
Because you got every question right.
Not like, every question.
Or close
right.
to it.
Mario, can we talk about the Queen for a minute?
No.
Oh, this is a sore subject, Brett. Why'd you bring it up?
It's sore? Why is it sore? You shouldn't actually die.
Mario
yet.
Rambled on for like 35 minutes about the Queen. In
I
the
had
last
a whole,
episode.
Whole conversation about the Queens, but I'm not going to ruin this now.
And I cut it
I'm going to save that piece. So it's going to be played on air
this
next.
This will be a 1 hour special of Mario and the Queen.
When Mario figures out how to edit and release a podcast, it's going to be on there.
You know, Mike, you really make me reevaluate our friendship today.
There it is, full circle.
Clip.
That's what I aim for.
You know, I was talking with that. I had that conversation with Veronica, and actually, Veronica agreed with me that the Queen is pretty interesting topic. So next time, I'm going to resuscitate, bring back to life the.
That's correct English. Resuscitate. Episode. Very good English. Very good.
Can we talk about the movie? Did you see the movie The Queen?
No. It's going to be my next one on the list.
It was pretty good, actually.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was going to be horrible.
Is that with my actually favorite actress, Meryl Streep? Isn't that what she's called?
Streep.
Streep. Close enough.
Stripstick.
Wait,
why
she was
in it? Make fun of me?
Who was she?
Meryl Streep? Meryl Streep?
Yes.
No.
Wait, we're talking about two different movies here, aren't we? Brittany?
We're talking about where Meryl Streep was the prime minister.
Yeah. No, the Queen is Helen Mirren.
Right.
Okay, so we got to conclude this. I think we got good things out of this podcast.
Yeah.
This was a funny one.
We'll see.
Good things.
Anyways.
Buone cose.
Buone cose. State belle cose.
All right, guys.
Nick, thank you for coming. It was awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Thank you for making Italy sounds beautiful.
Seriously, though. That's it.
that's what she wants to hear, actually. Veronica is actually going to think. Because Veronica was like, I want to hear what happens in the back. Like,
are
I want to
cut out all of Nick's coughs?
I don't know. So,
what are we talking about?
Hold on.
Wait. This. Before we go back, what is going to be our next topic, though?
I don't know.
I want to talk about something.
I think Mario should segue into our next topic.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
Do you know one thing?
So,
I know, what's bad?
We're going to kill that. We're going to kill that.
We are.
I know. Well, what's so bad about you know one thing? In Italian, it's so used.
Do you know something? You know something.
In Italian, you always say, sai una cosa.
Yeah.
Right.
Sai una cosa. We figured that. We just didn't want to correct you.
Well, because Italian is so limited.
We say, you know something?
Your face is limited.